Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Deer infected with chronic wasting disease were first found in Saskatchewan in the year 2000. The disease has since crossed the border into Alberta, and scientists fear this prion disease could one day infect deer all the way to the Arctic. It's spread through contact between deer and contact with infected soil. Nicole Skelton is a master's student at the Western College of Veterinary Medicine in Saskatoon. Her poster at the recent prion conference in Edmonton outlined her research into the movements of young deer from infected areas.
And my particular poster here is about long-distance movements by young deer, termed dispersal, which when deer reach about an age of sexual maturity at about 1 year old, they often make a rapid long-distance movement. And what I found is that they can move up to 200 kilometers, and this might help explain the geographic spread of disease in Saskatchewan, of chronic wasting disease.
Nicole Skelton tracked the movements of young deer by fitting them with radio collars. She found the greatest dispersal began in the month of June. She also observed that deer moving the furthest distance seemed to come from more fragmented habitats. Thanks today to the Canadian Institutes for Health Research. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.